The World Intellectual Property Organization says China was the biggest source of applications for international patents in 2020 and for the second consecutive year. A report says international patent applications continued to grow amid the COVID-19 pandemic's vast human and economic toll. The organization says China filed over 68,000 applications in 2020, remaining the largest user of the patent cooperation treaty system. It was followed by the United States with over 59,000 applications. Leading Chinese respiratory disease expert Zheng Nanshan and top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci have called for global solidarity and cooperation to fight against COVID-19. The epidemiologists exchanged their views in an online conversation hosted by the University of Edinburgh. The two say that global cooperation is essential for pandemic control. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson says the United States should face up to its domestic problems, including racial discrimination and violent law enforcement, and take measures to improve its human rights situation. Wang Wenbin made the remarks after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi joined so-called Uyghur rights defenders for an update on human rights issues in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The spokesperson says all residents in Xinjiang enjoy their rights, including the right to subsistence and development. He also says languages, traditional cultures, and customs of all ethnic minorities in Xinjiang have received protections. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo has been confirmed by the Senate as the new U.S. Commerce Secretary. The confirmation came about 2 months after President Joe Biden's announcement of the nomination. The upper chamber of the Congress approved the nomination in a vote 84-15. Raimondo, a 49-year-old former venture capitalist, will cut short her second term as governor of Rhode Island and is expected to be sworn in today. China's calling for pushing forward cooperation with Pakistan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the remarks while attending a ceremony to mark the 70th anniversary of Sino-Pakistani diplomatic ties. Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi also attended the event via video link. Wang suggested two countries uphold the principle of mutual benefit, promote the construction of the China-Pakistan economic corridor, and create new growth for cooperation to benefit both sides. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says he's hopeful the United States will be able to share COVID-19 vaccines after it meets its own vaccination goal. He was speaking a day after his virtual meeting with President Joe Biden, where he requested help to offset shortfalls in Mexico's vaccine supply.
Hubo aceptación.
They accepted our proposal of the need we have to face the pandemic in the best way possible and the need to have vaccines available. Remember that the U.S. has a national vaccination plan, so the teams are going to discuss this issue. I cannot say that the agreement has been reached, nor can I say that there was no agreement. It went well, and that's what I can say.
Officials in Southern California say 15 people have been killed and several others injured in a multiple vehicle highway crash. Judy Cruz with El Centro Regional Medical Center says the accident happened when an SUV crashed into a semi-truck 18 kilometers north of the U.S.-Mexico border.
We believe there was 27 passengers in this SUV that struck a semi-truck full of gravel. 14 were dead on the scene. 3 of them were flown out from the scene. 7 patients transported to El Centro Regional Medical Center, where unfortunately one of those has died since arrival. And 2 patients were transferred to Pioneer Hospital.
It's unclear at this stage what caused the crash, which happened on a highway running through fields 160 kilometers east of San Diego.